Hi, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany, I have a very, very important question to ask you.
Okay.
It's kind of important.
Okay. Let me know. Ask me.
Okay. Well, what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, this is an important one for sure.
Is it?
Because, you know, we have to relax sometimes after a long day at work.
I need some advice on what TV shows to watch.
I really like, there's a show called Sense 8.
Since 8.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually quite interesting. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
I'm not putting any commercials out, but
no.
It's a very good show. It's kind of a complicated story to explain, but basically 8 people are kind of connected and they can kind of transport themselves into the other person's lives and stuff.
What?
It's super cool. It's written by or directed by the people who did The Matrix. So you can imagine how cool that is.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it's a really good TV show.
Is it confusing though? Because it's like A goes into B's body or B goes into C's body. You kind of lose track of the characters.
When you watch the show, you will know.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not that confusing. It's pretty good. Do you have any favorite TV shows?
I don't have any that I'm following right now, but my favorite TV shows are always about crime. I love shows about crime. I watched a show called Lie to Me a few years back. I really, really enjoyed that show because it was related to psychology and crime, but pretty much these psychologists, they look at these criminals or suspects that they think might be lying and they kind of like tell from their actions, their micro expressions, as they say it. Yeah. It was a really interesting show. I wish they didn't stop filming it, but there's no more of that show anymore. So I am looking for new TV shows to watch.
Okay. What about this one? My Cat from Hell.
Huh. My Cat from Hell. That sounds a little bit scary, but not in like a ghost way, in a more like, oh my gosh, what is the cat capable of doing?
Yeah. Well, there's a show called My Cat from Hell. It's actually a show that's been on for quite a long time, but they're entering a new season. Maybe that could be interesting for you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to talk about it today, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so let's take a look at our article.
Reading.
My Cat from Hell, Season 8. Jackson Galaxy has an unusual job. He's a cat behaviorist. During his 15-year career, some of the animals he's worked with have been truly terrible. Luckily for their owners, Jackson has a way with cats. On Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell, you can watch this master in action as he turns naughty cats into well-trained pets. One of Galaxy's customers is Carter. She and her daughters own 2 cats, Caramel and Scout, who don't get along. In fact, Caramel bullies Scout every chance she gets. Scout is so scared of Caramel that she lives on top of the refrigerator. She won't even leave the kitchen to use the litter box. Jackson decides that, for the time being, Scout should have her own room, where she will feel safe. Then, he orders the children to play with Scout daily, to make her feel comfortable. It works, as Scout's mood quickly improves. After a few weeks, Scout's happier and healthier. Best of all, she's no longer scared of Caramel.
Okay, so the first line of our article says, Jackson Galaxy has an unusual job. He's a cat behaviorist. Okay, so the word unusual, U-N-U-S-U-A-L, unusual, is one of our vocabulary words for today. If something is unusual, it is not normal or ordinary. It's actually the opposite of usual. For example, it is unusual for Betty to be late for work. She's always here before 8:30 a.m. So it's not usual or unusual for Betty to be late for work.
Right. So we say that Jackson Galaxy, he doesn't have a really normal or very typical job. Mm-hmm. He's a cat behaviorist. Now, a behaviorist is basically a person who studies the behaviors of animals or humans.
That sounds so interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So it seems like Jackson has been a behaviorist for a long time. Our article says, during his 15-year career, some of the animals he's worked with have been truly terrible. Okay, so a career is a job that you have been trained for and which you do for pretty much a long period of your life. Like, for example, working part-time at McDonald's, probably not a career. That's more like a job. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if you're training to be a teacher, that would be your career.
Mm-hmm.
Let's use career in an example sentence. Paul's parents were happy when he decided to pursue a career in medicine. So Paul is going to be a doctor.
Oh, nice. All right, so next the article says, luckily for their owners, Jackson has a way with cats. So Jackson, it seems like he spends a lot of time with animals and cats especially. He tries to change the cat's behavior to, mm-hmm. you know, maybe make them better. So luckily for their owners, Jackson has a way with cats. Now, an owner is a vocabulary word. It's spelled O-W-N-E-R. It's a noun and it means a person that owns something. So that thing belongs to you or it can belong to someone else. So a cat owner is a person that owns a cat. A car owner is a person that owns a car. The cat belongs to you. The car belongs to you. So, for example, we can say, the owners of the restaurant make everything by themselves.
Wow. So they cook the food and then they like serve
yeah.
the food. That's amazing. Okay. Our shortcut for you, have a way with somebody or something, means to be especially good at dealing with particular people or things. Let's take a short break to learn more about this phrase because it's our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Welcome to the pet store. What kind of pet are you looking for?
Actually, I saw the sign in the window that said you want to hire a new worker.
Oh, so you want a job?
Yeah, I have a way with animals, so I'm sure I'll do well.
You can't take the animals away with you, hello?
When we say I have a way with something, we mean we are especially good at dealing with people or things of a particular type. In this case, animals.
Oh, so have a way with somebody or something means 对什么什么很有一套，或者是专门能对付什么什么。
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have a way with dogs?
Sure, let me show you. You know, I think that maybe cats would be better. Perhaps the turtle. I have a way with Ow! It bit me!
Are you sure you want this job?
On second thoughts, I'm really more of a people person.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's continue reading our article. It says, on Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell, you can watch this master in action as he turns naughty cats into well-trained pets. Wow, he sounds like an angel.
He does.
All right, so My Cat from Hell. Hell is also a vocabulary word and spelled H-E-L-L, hell. It's a noun and it's a place, you know, traditionally where they say the devil lives.
Hmm.
And this is where a lot of evil people go. So if you're really naughty, if you're really evil, you usually go to hell. Okay? But we have this idea in mind that hell, you know, is a place under the ground. The devil lives there.
There's lots of fire, right?
Yeah,
you're
fire.
Always burning.
And you're always burning.
You're burning when you're down there.
Yeah. So with this idea in mind, hell also can just mean that you're stuck in a very difficult situation or you have a very difficult experience. So we can also say the pain has made her life a living hell. So it's been really difficult for her to, you know, get through her life because of maybe an injury. Or getting to the top of Mount Everest was pure hell. It was a very difficult situation to go through.
Mm.
So My Cat from Hell just means this cat is basically very evil. It seems like this cat is born from the devil or Satan himself.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds so scary.
It does.
All right, so we can use hell in a sentence like this. We can say, many people believe there is a heaven and a hell.
Okay. The phrase to watch or see somebody or something in action means to see someone or something doing the job or activity they are trained or designed to do. So earlier in our sentence, it said, you can watch this master in action. We can watch Jackson Galaxy pretty much turn a cat from hell maybe to a cat from heaven. So let's use watch or see somebody in action in an example sentence. People gathered around the burning building to watch the firefighters in action as they put out the fire. So everybody's watching the firefighters put out the fire.
Mm. We also saw the word naughty. It's spelled N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, naughty. It's an adjective and it means to behave badly, where you don't listen or obey an adult, parent or teacher, etc. So someone with any authority, you don't listen to anybody, you're very naughty, you don't do things. So we have, you know, during Christmas we always have the naughty list and the nice list. The naughty list is for the bad children and the nice list is for the good children. So these two words are opposite, they have opposite meanings. So for example, we can say, if Santa puts you on the naughty list, then you won't get a present for Christmas.
You'll actually get some coal.
Yeah.
You'll get coal if you're naughty from Santa Claus. He'll give you coal. Okay. A well-trained pet is one that has been trained very well. Okay, so when we talk about teaching our cat or our dog to do something, we say train. We don't say I taught my cat to sit or I taught my dog to sit. But we can also use the word train. So you're training them to, you know, go do their business or go pee or poo in the right place and to make sure they don't scratch up the furniture or bite on shoes. That's what a well-trained cat or dog would do. Is that they won't do that. The word well-trained is actually made by combining an adverb or an adjective with a gerund or a verb, a past participle verb, like a hard-working student or a well-known restaurant. So we call this a compound adjective, well-trained.
Okay, so next the article says one of Galaxy's customers is Carter. So these people have horrible, naughty little kittens. Mm-hmm. And one of them asks for Galaxy's help. Okay, so in the TV show, he meets a lot of different people. Now, one of the people he meets is a person called Carter.
Okay, so what problem does Carter have? Our article says she and her daughters own two cats, Caramel and Scout, who don't get along.
Uh-oh, sounds like a nightmare.
That's pretty common for cats not to get along, actually.
Yeah. So the article says, in fact, Caramel bullies Scout every chance she gets.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, it's really bad. Because bully means to make fun of someone, or you try to frighten them, you try to hurt them, you threaten them because maybe they're smaller or they're weaker than you. So you do this to kind of show you're better or more powerful than them. So sometimes your older brother or older sister, like, can bully you. But, you know, it's not really nice to bully other people, right? Doing this action is not very nice. But people can also, we can also use bully as a noun as well. So if a person keeps, you know, making fun of you or keeps trying to hurt you or something, we can say this person is a bully. So my older brother likes to bully me. Okay, the verb, but we can also change it to my older brother is a big bully. Okay, he does this because, I don't know, older brothers and sisters, they always like to do that to us or something.
Yeah. Okay. And then going back to our article, it says, Scout is so scared of Caramel that she lives on top of the refrigerator.
Aw,
that
poor
is
thing.
So sad. So she climbs to the highest place in the house and she's just so frightened of Caramel.
Yeah, maybe she's trying to, you know, hide from them or hide from the cat. And I guess, like, Caramel could also climb up to the top.
She could.
Right?
Unless there's no space for her. Maybe, like, she kind of, like, there's
hides
stuff on
herself.
The refrigerator. Yeah.
Aww.
The
so
poor
sad.
Thing. I know.
All right. So the article continues to say she won't even leave the kitchen to use the litter box.
Oh, no.
Poor thing. She's so scared to the point that she's afraid to go anywhere in the house because we know that Caramel is there, the big bully that she is, trying to, you know, I scare her. But I think it's quite normal for any cat or any dog. They try to, we say, claim their territory. They try to say, this space is mine. This place is mine. This house is mine. So sometimes I know cats, they will rub up against furniture to leave their scent to show that this is my house or this is my territory.
Right.
Dogs usually pee to mark their territory to say that, oh, this place is mine. So I think it's quite common with cats and dogs if they have to, you know, live in a house with more than one, then they usually try to find a way to bully the other cats or other dogs to show that, hey, I'm the boss. This
especially,
is my house.
Yeah, especially if, let's say, for example, Caramel was there before Scout.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it sounds, probably that's what happened, is that Caramel lived there first, and then maybe Carter, their owner, was the one who brought Scout in maybe a few years later, and he's like, what do you mean? Why do I have to share this house with another cat?
Yeah, it's my house.
Yeah.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, so Caramel, I mean, sorry, Scout won't use the litter box. Now, what is a litter box, actually?
A litter box is actually the place where cats go to use the bathroom. Okay? So usually a litter box, you know, we put sand inside, and cats are actually cleaner. They like to do their business inside a little bathroom.
Okay.
So that's their little bathroom. They like to pee and poo there. And they're very polite. They hide. They use the sand to cover their remains.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different than a dog. Because usually dogs, we have to walk them. We go outside and we have to pick up after them. But cats are a little bit more, they take care of themselves more. Yeah. So litter box. Litter, L-I-T-T-E-R, actually just means trash. So, for example, you have a lot of litter around you. That means you have a lot of trash around you. And also could be a verb as well. Like, don't litter means don't throw the trash on the floor or something.
Right. So a litter box is pretty much just where the cat puts its trash.
Yeah.
Which is its
poo and pee.
And actually, litter box, the word litter, although it means trash, it also is what you call the sand that you put in that box.
Ah, true.
The litter.
Right.
Yeah. So litter box can actually mean the box where the cat puts trash or litter. And also what you call the sand, and that it's clay or sand or wood or whatever that they use to soak up the piss and the poo.
To soak up the smells.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to our article. It says, Jackson decides that, for the time being, Scout should have her own room where she will feel safe. Okay. So the phrase for the time being really just means for now or for the moment. We use this when we talk about something happening only temporarily. Obviously, they can't, you know, separate Scout and Caramel this whole time. So this is just a temporary or just a situation where they're going to try to fix the problem by doing separating them first. Okay? For example, we can say, you can stay with me for the time being, so temporarily, until you find a place.
Aw, that's nice. A very nice friend indeed. Okay, so Jackson thinks that maybe that's the best thing to do. Maybe they should he should separate the two cats at first. And then next, it says, the article says, then he orders the children to play with Scout daily to make her feel comfortable. Okay, so remember, Jackson, he studies the behavior of cats. So he knows that maybe Scout feels very scared. She doesn't feel safe in this house. So he tells the kids to make Scout feel better by playing with them daily. Now, daily is our vocabulary word. It's spelled D-A-I-L-Y, daily. It's an adverb and it means something that happens every single day. So you probably read the newspaper daily. That means you read the newspaper every day. You can also watch this TV show daily. You watch this TV show every single day. You can also keep a daily journal, meaning like a journal you have, and then you write down things that happen to you every single day. It just means that you do this action or this behavior on a daily, on an every single day basis.
Okay. So since Galaxy is a professional cat behaviorist, it's no surprise that our article says it works. Okay. So separating Scout and Caramel works. And it says, as Scout's mood quickly improves. Okay. So I guess putting Scout in her own room, in her own room, And having the kids play with Scout has made her feel more comfortable. So her mood quickly improves. Mood, M-O-O-D. Mood refers to the way a person feels or a way, I guess, a cat feels, right, in this case. For example, Katie has been in a bad mood since her boyfriend broke up with her. So Katie has not been feeling very good. She's been very sad. She's been very, maybe even angry. But yeah, so she's in a bad mood.
Ah, forget him. All right, so next, the article says, after a few weeks, Scout's happier and healthier. Best of all, she's no longer scared of caramel. Okay, so best of all just means out of everything, we have really good news. Scout doesn't feel scared of caramel anymore. She builds up her confidence. She feels more brave to be like, hey, stop bullying me.
That's good. Okay.
All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay. Our For You chat question is, do you like cats? Why or why not?
I love all animals, and I do love cats because I have a little cat at home.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is your cat's name?
I just call her Kitty.
Kitty? That's her name.
Yeah, because she's a stray cat, meaning she was probably abandoned before. Mm-hmm. And so she just responds to Kitty, so we just stuck with Kitty.
That's so cute.
What about you?
I like cats, but I'm more of a dog person because I have a dog. But yeah, I like dogs more than I like cats. Cats, I've had only one really good experience with one cat. But even he still scratched me.
Oh.
So, yeah. Maybe I'm not a cat. Maybe cats don't like me.
Murray, maybe you connect well with dogs more.
Yeah,
or something.
I connect better with
dogs. Yeah, everyone is different. All right. So you guys can talk about this among your friends. Do you guys like cats? Why or why not? And don't forget to stick into day two because we have a lot more to talk about on this show. Jackson helps another person out.
Ooh.
So you can follow us and read the article with us. But that's it for today. My name is Tiffany.
And I'm Angeline.
I'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
My Cat from Hell, Season 8. Jackson Galaxy has an unusual job. He's a cat behaviorist. During his 15-year career, some of the animals he's worked with have been truly terrible. Luckily for their owners, Jackson has a way with cats. On Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell, you can watch this master in action as he turns naughty cats into well-trained pets. One of Galaxy's customers is Carter. She and her daughters own two cats, Caramel and Scout, who don't get along. In fact, Caramel bullies Scout every chance she gets. Scout is so scared of Caramel that she lives on top of the refrigerator. She won't even leave the kitchen to use the litter box. Jackson decides that, for the time being, Scout should have her own room, where she will feel safe. Then he orders the children to play with Scout daily to make her feel comfortable. It works, as Scout's mood quickly improves. After a few weeks, Scout's happier and healthier. Best of all, she's no longer scared of Caramel.
Vocabulary Review.
Unusual. This painting is very unusual. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. Owner. That dog's owner always lets it walk around on the street. Hell. Many religions say that if people are bad, they'll go to hell when they die. Naughty. The naughty boy is always playing tricks on his friends and family. Daily. It's a good idea to exercise daily to be healthy. Mood. Tina was in a good mood because she got an A on her test.